This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. New results from a large scientific study show that the risk of heart problems and death from the painkiller Vioxx are long-lasting. They remained even 1 year after patients stopped taking the drug. NPR's Nikta Prakash reports.
These new results are from a study called APPROVE. In it, patients were given either Vioxx or a sugar pill for 3 years. The study was stopped in 2004, just before it was to end, after scientists saw that Vioxx patients were almost twice as likely to have heart problems as those on the sugar pills. Merck and company took Vioxx off the market. But scientists tracked the patients in the APPROVE study for one more year. At that point, none of the patients was on Vioxx. They found that the group that had taken sugar pills developed 16 heart problems. The former Vioxx patients developed 28.
I must tell you, it was very surprising to me. I had always assumed that if you stopped taking the drug, the risk would go away.
But this data shows that's not true, says cardiologist Stephen Nissen of the Cleveland Clinic.
What it shows us is that you can stop taking Vioxx, and based upon this study, for the next year, you're still at increased risk. And in fact, the amount of increase is almost exactly the same as we saw during the 3 years that people were actually taking the drug.
Vioxx patients were 75% more likely to develop heart problems in the year after they went off the drug. In the 3 years they were on Vioxx, they were at 90% higher risk of heart problems. Nissen says the study suggests that Vioxx raises the risk of heart problems by doing long-lasting damage to the arteries, perhaps by increasing the buildup of plaque in them. In a press release, Merck, which faces more than 11,000 product liability lawsuits from Vioxx patients and their families, portrayed the results as good news. The company pointed out the number of heart problems once patients had stopped taking Vioxx was so small that you can't be sure if Vioxx was causing the problems. Clinical trial expert Kurt Furberg of Wake Forest University says it's true the numbers are small, but he says they show a clear trend, and he's worried.
I think they should not hide behind technicalities. My take-home message is that there is a persisting risk with Vioxx, at least for a year. Does it continue for another couple of years or beyond that? No one knows, and I'm not sure we'll ever know.
By some estimates, Vioxx may have caused more than 138,000 heart attacks and 58,000 deaths. Nissen says these new results suggest the toll on American public health may be greater than previous estimates.
If all the risk goes away when you stop the drug, then taking the drug off the market makes this public health problem disappear. But this study demonstrates that its risk does not go away, that it continues. So we have more people at continuing risk than any of us previously believed.
Merck says the results will have no effect on its strategy of defending each product liability case in court. Six cases have gone to trial so far. The company has won three and lost three. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.